President Trump was not impeached because the words he used, viewed in isolation, without context, were beyond the pale. Plenty of other politicians have used strong language. But Donald J. Trump was President of the United States. He sought to overturn a presidential election that had been upheld by every single court to consider it. He spent months insisting to his base that the only way he could lose was a dangerous, wide-ranging conspiracy against them and America itself. He relentlessly attempted to persuade his followers that the peaceful transfer of power that was taking place in the Capitol was an abomination that had to be stopped at all costs. He flirted with groups like the Proud Boys, telling them to stand back and stand by, while endorsing violence and sparking death threats to his opponents. He summoned an armed, angry, and dangerous crowd that wanted to keep him in power and was widely reported to be poised on a hair trigger for violence at his direction. He then made his heated statements in circumstances where it was clear, where it was foreseeable that those statements would spark extraordinary, imminent violence. He then failed to defend the Capitol, the Congress, and the Vice President during the insurrection, engaging in extraordinary dereliction of duty and desertion of duty that was only possible because of the high office he held. He issued statements during the insurrection targeting the Vice President and reiterating the very same lies about the election that had launched the violence in the first place. And he issued a tweet 5 hours after the Capitol was sacked, in which he sided with the bad guys.